Welcome to All Sides with Ann Fisher. It's our fall membership drive, and I'll get back to that in just a moment. Inspired by television cooking shows aimed at them, increasing numbers of American children have been trying their own hands at the culinary arts before the pandemic. Now the kitchen has turned into another classroom where they learn about everything from fractions to chemistry, and they learn an important life skill. We're going to talk about all that today and more. Molly Birnbaum is the editor-in-chief of America's Test Kitchen Kids, which since launching in 2018 has published 4 cookbooks. Welcome to the show, Molly.
Thanks so much for having me.
Once again, you're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News, and this is our fall membership drive. We count on listeners for the most important part of our budget. We rely on listener support to bring you great programs every day. Please make your gift right now at WOSU.org or by calling 866-897-9678. For a gift of $12.50 a month as a sustainer, we'll send you America's Test Kitchen's The Complete Cookbook for Young Chefs. This book includes more than 100 recipes that the young chef in your life will love to cook and eat. These are kid-tested and kid-approved recipes, and the cookbook is an easy-to-read and understand format. Your young chef will learn to make breakfast tacos with bacon, beef, and broccoli stir-fry and chewy chocolate chip cookies. The book includes cooking basics, too. It defines and explains common terms such as chop, mince, and whip. This book is your thank you gift today for $12.50 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $150. Visit WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. You'll be supporting public radio and get a great book in return as our way of saying thank you for the gift. Your gift to 89.7 NPR News right now supports the conversations you will hear on All Sides in the months to come. We talk about local issues. We discuss global issues with a local perspective. All Sides is a show you are not going to find anywhere else on the radio, only on 89.7 NPR News. Go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. We've all been spending more time at home, and I know that a lot of kids have gotten more interested in what their parents are doing, and perhaps your child is ready to take a more active role in the kitchen. Get this book and support public radio today at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. Molly Birnbaum, again, editor-in-chief of America's Test Kitchen Kids, which has launched in 2018 and since has published 4 cookbooks. Molly Birnbaum, how did you figure that launching a platform for kids in the kitchen would be a good move now?
That's a great question. So we're out of America's Test Kitchen, which has been around for almost 25 years now, teaching adults how to cook. And with the rise in shows that kids are watching about cooking and just the general interest that younger people are taking in food, we really felt like it was the time to turn our education onto kids themselves. And, you know, it wasn't super clear a couple years ago that this was something that was going to be a success. A lot of publishing companies were not publishing cookbooks for kids because they thought kids aren't cooking. But we did it, and we have just been so delighted by the response. Kids are so into food and cooking, and they really want to learn. And the other thing we've really seen in publishing our cookbooks, plus our website and a subscription box business, is that food is one of the best ways to teach kids about so much more than food. Cooking and eating is a lens into history and science and biology. There's just so much that you can teach through the kitchen.
These aren't baby books. That's what struck me when I started to look through them, is that these aren't baby books. I could use them.
Exactly. And a lot of adults do use these books, and I highly recommend it, especially if you're just starting learning how to cook. Mm-hmm. But one of the tenets of our brand is to meet kids where they are, to talk to them as people and not talk down to kids. I think that is a mistake that a lot of kids publishing has made in the past when it comes to food. I don't think recipes need to be silly. I don't think they need to be circusy. I mean, I think they should be fun, and they should definitely make kids excited to cook that food and to eat it and to be full of color and be delicious. But they don't need to be recipes for babies. They can be recipes that, you know, challenge kids to try new things. And we've found that kids really respond well to that.
Working with young chefs in the kitchen to produce these books, what strikes you about their style in the kitchen? Can you tell us some stories about how kids manifest as cooks in a kitchen?
Yeah, so that has been one of the most rewarding and interesting parts of working on this brand is every recipe that we publish is kid-tested and kid-approved. So that means we either, well, before the pandemic, we're bringing kids into our test kitchen in Boston monthly to cook recipes with our team of test cooks. So we could actually watch kids read our recipes and do them step by step in the kitchen and see exactly how they interpret the language that we had created, exactly how they move in the kitchen, how long things take, how messy things really get, which is so insightful for us as recipe developers to be able to create recipes for kids. And through that process, if kids aren't coming into the office, we are sending surveys out to kids. We have more than 8,000 kid recipe testers, all volunteers across the country. So every recipe that we create gets feedback from many, many kids. And what we've really seen is, one, that kids are super capable if they're empowered to be cooking, which is amazing. Two, kids are, not surprisingly, pretty literal when it comes to reading directions. One of my favorite lessons that we learned in the beginning when we were just trying to figure out how to write our directions for these recipes is that you really have to say, turn off the stove. You can't just imply.
Heck, I would appreciate that sometimes.
Yeah. So there were too many burners left burning for a really long time before we realized that that would be a good thing to put into the recipe itself. But we really changed the way we write recipes for kids. And one aspect of that, I think, would be a benefit to everyone who is cooking, which is instead of just going straight into the recipe with an ingredient list on the side, we actually ask kids to prepare the ingredients first and then gather all the equipment that they need second and then start cooking. And that, which in kind of restaurant-y circles is called mising or preparing everything that you need, allows you to be totally ready to start cooking when you actually start cooking. So there's no forgetting that you don't have an ingredient halfway through or needing to improvise or run around the kitchen looking for a pan that you can't remember where it is. So that level of organization really helps kids to be successful in the kitchen and also helps literally everyone else be successful in the kitchen. So I highly recommend that.
And you also, assume that kids will grow with this book, and you have symbols that indicate what, like beginner, intermediate, and advanced recipes.
Exactly. This book is technically for kids ages 8 to 13, though, of course, can go way higher than that. With the assumption that kids are coming into the kitchen with maybe a little bit of help from their grown-ups or a lot of help depending on their age. There's a difference in ability between an 8-year-old and a 13-year-old is pretty vast, especially when it comes to cooking. So we have different symbols for how difficult the recipe is or how much help they'll need throughout the whole book. So it's definitely, there are super simple recipes, and then they go up to slightly more complicated.
You are listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. It is our fall membership drive, and we're talking about two great cookbooks today, The Complete Cookbook for Young Chefs and The Complete Baking Book for Young Chefs. You can get either book as a thank you gift this hour. Make a gift of $12.50 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $150 and pick either The Complete Cookbook for Young Chefs, which is what I've been talking about with Molly Birnbaum, editor-in-chief of America's Test Kitchen Kids. Or the complete baking book for young chefs as your thank you gift. Or if you can increase your gift to $20 a month as a sustainer, you can get the America's Test Kitchen Young Chefs Book Bundle. That's both cookbooks for $20 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $240 at WOSU.org or 866-897-9678. Thanks to Marcia Euler from Alexandria, Ohio, for your support of 89.7 NPR News. Remember, these thank you gifts are an extension of the conversation we're having today. If you enjoy listening to All Sides, but if you especially enjoy shows where we do about cooking, then this is a great time to become a member. Let me tell you more about the complete baking book for young chefs. It includes more than 100 recipes that are both sweet and savory. Baking is not just for cupcakes. The book includes yeast breads, flatbreads, pies, and tarts. You can get the complete baking book for young chefs as a thank you gift for $12 a month as a sustainer, or you can bundle this book with the complete cookbook for young chefs for $20 a month as a sustainer. But you need to make that gift right now. Go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. If you listen to All Sides every day, you know that this show is committed to producing in-depth, focused conversation on issues important to Columbus and Central Ohio. You hear from our weekly reporter roundtable every Monday morning. You hear important information on the coronavirus here in Ohio. You hear facts straight from experts so you can make important decisions for yourself, your family, and our community. This show did not go anywhere during the COVID-19 shutdown. We were live on the air bringing you vital information every day. Support this local talk show that you rely on with a gift today at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. And thanks to Samson Adedapo from Columbus for your support of 89.7 NPR News. We really appreciate it. My guest again is Molly Birnbaum. She's editor-in-chief of America's Test Kitchen Kids. They developed the Test Kitchen Kids in 2018, and since then, they've published several books. Molly Birnbaum, you said more than 8,000 junior recipe testers submitted feedback about the recipes. And I'm wondering, what were you looking for from them? What kind of questions did you ask them?
Yeah, so we asked kids, these volunteer recipe testers from across the country, all about the process of testing the recipes that we send them. So kids who have volunteered to be recipe testers will get one recipe every couple weeks or so from us in an email, and they have the option to make it or not make it depending on their interest level. But if they do make it, we ask them questions like, did you make any substitutions? Did anything not work like you wanted it to? What did you think about it in the end? That kind of stuff. But one of the most important questions that we ask them is, would you make this recipe again? And we will not publish a recipe unless 80% of everyone who has tested it says that they would definitely make it again. So that's kind of our key metric there for moving forward with a recipe. And if it doesn't make that 80% mark, then we take it back into the kitchen with our test cooks and retest it. If there was a mechanical problem with the recipe that was making it not be as successful for kids, we will start over and redesign that recipe so that it will work for everyone.
You know, there's just sort of an X factor with some recipes, isn't there, where it just hits home. And it could be the simplest thing, but it becomes part of your weekly or your monthly repertoire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Some recipes just really hit home. And this book, I think, humbly, is filled with them because there are so mm-hmm. many recipes that are simple and not too hard to execute and are super tasty and are healthy-ish is kind of our thing that we do. We really want to include treats in our cookbooks, but everything in moderation. So it is all up to you. But some of the recipes in this book that are part of my family's weekly repertoire are just a simple scrambled eggs or omelets on the weekends. We also have a yogurt and berry parfait that my daughter, who is three, just loves. So a lot of simple things for quick breakfast or weekend breakfast that come up again and again in my house.
I'm checking out the roasted tomato and corn tostadas right now because I have a lot of tomatoes to work with.
Oh, yeah. Those are delicious. I love those. Summer produce recipes. We also have a summer tomato and peach salad, which is just perfect for August, September. Super simple and delicious.
866-897-9678 is the number to call to show your support for 89.7 NPR News and All Sides with Ann Fisher today. It is our fall membership drive. You can also go to WOSU.org, learn more about the two books. And there's more we want to talk about today. There was I saw this in the back of Chef's Cooks Illustrated, this ad for these books and the other monthly subscription and that we're going to talk about. And I just, a light went off in my head because here we were, it was in the spring, here we were in the shutdown because of the pandemic. And I thought, oh my gosh, people would love to know about these books because they're looking for ways to incorporate, lessons around the house now.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I think that now more than ever, parents are looking for things to do with their kids at home that feel good. So not just straight screen time, but things to do that hopefully kids can take the lead on, so parents don't need to be fully on top of it, engaged every second of the activity, and also can learn something. And food and cooking is the best way to do that. When coronavirus started, we actually at America's Test Kitchen Kids started publishing a free weekly curriculum called Kitchen Classroom, which highlights a few different recipes or science experiments that we do with food from our website every week and add some additional learning moments to help parents use that activity to learn something with their kids, take it a little bit further than just cooking a recipe. And that has had a really great response. Now is the time to be teaching through food because a lot of us are all still at home together.
Right. This is listener supported 89.7 NPR News. This is All Sides with Ann Fisher. Support the station you depend on at WOSU.org and call 866-897-9678. 2020 has been an interesting year, to say the least. Many of us have been adapting to a new normal, and All Sides has been covering it all, from the pandemic to social justice and race issues to the 2020 election. Make a gift today in support of 89.7 NPR News and this show as well. When you give at $20 a month as a sustainer, you can get a wonderful thank you gift for the whole family to enjoy. It's the America's Test Kitchen Young Chef's Book Bundle. You get the two cookbooks for the young chef in your life, the complete cookbook for young chefs, and the complete baking book for young chefs. Again, both books are bundled together for a gift of $20 a month as a sustainer at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. When you give $30 a month as a sustainer, you'll get a one-year subscription to the America's Test Kitchen Young Chefs Club. With this subscription, you will be a member of 89.7 NPR News, and your child will receive a monthly themed box filled with kid-tested recipes, hands-on activities and experiments, and other creative items. You also get access to the Young Chef's website, unlocking a library of family-friendly recipes, activities, video, and other educational materials. During these times when we are all staying home more often, think about how much joy your family will receive from this fun subscription service. This is something your kid can do on their own, or you can work with them and make it a fun family activity. There are kids who are not in their school building every day, so the Young Chefs Club is a great way to get them away from screens and into the kitchen. Make a gift of $30 a month and get your subscription started. That's a one-time gift of $360, and you will be supporting public radio in the process. Give now at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. Molly Birnbaum, tell us about the club and what the subscription involves, what you get in it.
For sure. So the Young Chef Club is a monthly subscription box program. It's for kids ages 5 and up. The 5-year-olds will need a little bit more involvement from their parents. But every single box is themed and is filled with kid-tested and kid-approved recipes, science experiments, activities, stickers, button, and physical items for the actual kitchen to use. They are a super fun way of, A, getting mail, which kids love,
right.
Get really excited for mail addressed to them every month. And then a handful of kid-tested and kid-approved recipes to cook either on their own if they're a little bit older or along with their parents if they're younger, and learn a ton about the science and the culture surrounding that food. So, for example, this month's box, this is September, this is a cookie box. So it's a cookie-themed box. We thought that back-to-school month, start of fall, would be a really nice time for just some delicious, comforting cookies. And so in this box, there's a bunch of different cookie recipes, everything from a giant chocolate chip cookie to chewy peanut butter cookies, glazed sugar cookies that they can decorate. They learn about the science of sugar in an edible experiment with, of course, cookies, and enjoy some sugar-free time putting together a cookie-themed jigsaw puzzle. So there's a lot of different elements in each of these boxes. This box also includes cookie cutters, cookie-themed stickers, and more. Next month, we have a noodle-themed box. So kids will actually learn how to make fresh pasta at home, which is one of my favorite boxes, I think, because who does not love noodles, as right. well as learn about noodles from all over the world.
And they need to know where those noodles come from. You
yeah.
don't just grow them on
There's
trees.
There's so many different kinds. Noodles do not grow on trees. You are correct.
What distinguishes a cookbook for kids from one for adults?
That's a great question. So for us, what distinguishes our kids' cookbooks from our adult cookbooks is in part how we write the recipe. I had mentioned that we really concentrate on getting kids to organize and prep all of their ingredients and equipment before they start cooking. So that is one big differentiation. Another one is simplicity. Some of our adult cookbooks and adult recipes can get a little bit complicated or take a long time or need to use a lot of different techniques or tools or dishes. We try and reduce that for kids. I think that attention spans are not as long as with adults, and we certainly don't want parents to be mad at us for using every single pot and pan in the house. So we don't go there. But we really try and pick foods that are not classic kid food. I mean, we have definitely done recipes for macaroni and cheese and chicken nuggets, but we also really try and expand the palates of kids with these simple recipes that you can do at home. And that's everything from fish recipes. One of my favorite recipes we've actually done recently is we call fancy fish and foil. And it's a super simple recipe with some white fish that you pretty much create a packet with tin foil, and you have a little bit of oil and lemon and herbs inside, and you bake it in the oven and it steams within there. And then when it's done, you take it out, you open it with this beautiful puff of steam, and it is a perfectly tender, super flavorful piece of fish that kids can do themselves from start to finish. And it feels like such a fancy dinner that kids have really loved. We also explore different cultures. We have a smashed cucumber salad that I love. And also, if you need to get out any rage, smashing cucumbers with a rolling pin on your counter is an excellent way. Not that I'm
you're not raging,
rage, but
yeah, exactly. looking through the books, I wonder where all the kids come from. It's very diverse, and I'm just wondering how you make sure that there is that kind of diversity among your testers.
It is one of the most important things to us when creating these books, is making sure that every kid who opens one of our books can see themselves in some ways by showing kids of different ages, different races, different sizes, different backgrounds. And we spend a lot of time recruiting kids from mainly in Boston to come into our office to be in our photo shoots. But we really work hard to recruit kids for our recipe testing program, which is where we kind of source all of our kids' opinions and testers from. And so we're constantly looking for more kids to join that and talking to different organizations to help us find more kids, to get the word out to kids of all different kinds to join this group of like-minded, food-interested kids. But it's definitely not easy, and it's something we're always working on.
And as far as the ingredients, when I'm looking through the book, all things being equal, it's pretty affordable. There's nothing too fancy in there. You can get fancy if you want, but you don't have to.
Exactly. We try and have most things be super affordable. We have internal surveys that we're sending out all the time to our recipe testers, both adults and kid recipe testers and their families, about what ingredients are available to them where they are. So always keeping in mind what you can actually get easily from your local grocery store when we're creating our recipes.
This is listener-supported 89.7 NPR News, and this is All Sides with Ann Fisher. And today we're talking about cooking with your kids, or even better, your kids cooking for you. Make a gift of $12.50 a month as a sustainer and get a wonderful cookbook from America's Test Kitchen Kids, the complete cookbook for young chefs. This book will teach your kid everything they need to know to be successful in the kitchen. And it might help you, too. They can surprise your family with cheese omelets and monkey bread on a Saturday morning. The book includes easy-to-follow directions with helpful photographs. Get this book today for a gift of $12.50 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $150 a month. $150 one time at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. And thanks to you, Gene Bax and Pataskala, for your support. If baking is something your family loves to do and you have more of a sweet tooth, then you can get the complete baking book for young chefs. With this book, you can learn how to bake and decorate a cake like a pro, make cinnamon rolls from scratch, learn how to make the perfect pizza dough. Who doesn't want to know how to do that? This book is $12.50 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $150 at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. Thanks to Jeremy Dajian from Columbus for your support. We really appreciate it. You can also make a gift of $20 a month and get both books. We're offering the America's Test Kitchen Young Chefs Book Bundle. That's $20 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $240. Your $20 a month gift can be withdrawn from your checking account or charged to your credit card. Go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. When you make a gift of $30 a month as a sustainer, we can offer you a one-year subscription to the America's Test Kitchen Young Chefs Club. Your child will receive a monthly themed box full of wonderful recipes and activities. For example, in the sample box I received, just to give you an idea, one box might include a kit and recipe to make lemonade fruit snacks. Plus, that same box will include several other recipes and experiments, such as testing and tasting texture by making salsa, the battle of crispy versus crunchy with potato chips, a how-to guide that explains how to use a food processor. Plus, the kid had some stickers and a fun button, and that's just one box. Get a one-year subscription with a gift of $30 a month as a sustainer at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. Again, that's 866-897-9678. And I would imagine, Molly Birnbaum, that a lot of grandparents, aunts and uncles give these as gifts to their relatives.
Yeah, you're totally right. This is a really great gift to give because not only is it something that kids can get in the mail and hold and use, but it's also something to do together. So if grandparents are around their grandchildren, they can cook a recipe together. We've also seen a lot of grandparents and kids cooking remotely over FaceTime, if that's what's happening right now. But it's something to do together, to talk about. It's something to share. It is a really lovely way to bond, too.
The books are sturdy. They're the kind that you, I don't know. I mean, to me, if someone had given a book like this to me when I was a kid, I would still have it. I actually still have some of my books from as a child, but I would still have this. This is the kind you want to get messy.
Yeah, this is a sturdy book. It can get messy. It can be super used. I also still have some cookbooks from when I was a little girl, and those cookbooks are just so burned into my brain as something that really influenced the way I thought about food and made me excited about cooking. And these books, we are hoping, are doing that for a whole new generation of young cooks, books that they'll go back to time and time again and create family favorite recipes as well.
One of the standards I have for when I talk about a cookbook on the show and at any time is that there is some background on, you know, lingo. You know, you call it decoding baking speak and what's up with ingredients. And you define things for people. And I think that's good for anybody that's learning how to cook, not just kids.
Exactly. There's so much kitchen-specific language that so many people don't know, especially as they're starting out, that are important when you're trying to interpret recipes or work through recipes. So we really try and define those up front so kids can have an idea of, like, what does it mean to whisk? I think as adults now who are in food, we assume that everyone knows what that is, but kids don't. So we really try and explain the basics to kids throughout our books.
You're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. We're coming up on just about 22, 23 minutes left in the hour, and I'm going to stick my neck out here and say let's shoot for 15 gifts by the end of the hour. 15 gifts. There's all kinds of options for you here. You can get one or both of the cookbooks at different levels, or you could try the subscription only. I'm going to talk about all of those more. But in the meantime, if you want to give us a call, 866-897-9678. The operators can help you with more descriptions, more background on the books. You can also go to WOSU.org and look at pictures of the books. They're both hardcover, sturdy books meant for long-term use and meant for use by many. 866-897-9678. That's 866-897-9678. 897-9678. I know I'm sticking my neck out on setting a goal, but I know that this is something that anybody who loves to cook and wants to share their love of cooking with the young people in their life, this is your ticket. I saw it last spring. I wanted to do this last spring for membership, and that didn't happen, as you know. So we waited until this fall. We were able to get Molly Birnbaum, the editor-in-chief of America's Test Kitchen Kids, on with us. So check it out, because if you love to cook and you want to share that with young people in your life, I really think this is the ticket. And the subscription service is lovely. And that's a thing that a lot of kids are doing nowadays, because as Molly pointed out, kids love to get mail. But this is stuff that they keep and can use over and over again, these recipes, these experiments. They can translate into science fair projects. There's all kinds of things to do with these subscription sets and in the cookbooks themselves. So give us a call, 866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org. You know, the holiday season's coming up, Hanukkah, Christmas, Kwanzaa. It's all happening, and it's gift-giving time. And, you know, we're not going to get out and shop like we used to maybe this year because of the pandemic. This is something that you can get and feel really good about giving to a child, a beloved child in your life, and also supporting 89.7 NPR News. The number's 866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org. Make a gift of $12.50 a month. As a sustainer, you can pick either book, the Complete Cookbook for Young Chefs or the Complete Baking Book for Young Chefs, as your thank you gift. We're not asking you to go out of your comfort zone when making a gift, but we are asking you to give today. Public Radio always brings you news and information you can count on to be trustworthy. This has been even more important in recent months. You need to a place you can turn to for facts, just the facts and no more. No hype, no yelling. Public Radio brings you the news with context and analysis. Give today at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. Thanks to Brian Kohler in Columbus. That means we have 14 more to go before the end of the hour, and I know we can do it. 866-897-9678. You can make a gift of $20 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $240, and you can get both books. That maybe is two separate gifts for two separate kids. That sustaining gift can be charged to your credit card or withdrawn from your checking account. The baking book will teach your child how to weigh and measure ingredients, how to melt butter, and how to crack an egg. The cookbook will teach your child how to mince garlic, how to chop an onion, and provide important information on blender safety. Get both books for a gift of $20 a month right now at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. Molly Birnbaum, you've noted in the Complete Baking Book for Young Chefs that anything on a stick is popular, right?
Yes, we definitely have.
Kids like that.
Yep, kids love things on sticks for some reason or other, and we have leaned into that. In the baking book, we have a recipe for kids to make their own cake pops, which they love. Those are basically, it's like a popsicle, but instead of the hard candy, it's cake. And kids can make this either with store-bought pound cake or they can make their own cake, and it has a beautiful dipped top and be pink and white, and kids just really go wild for the cake pops.
What else are they going wild for in these books?
Well, I think that kids really love to make things their way, which is something we try and give them options to do in all of our recipes. So adding their own toppings to things or decorating things in their own way. So for example, in the baking book, we have a bunch of tutorials on how to decorate cakes and cupcakes. And anything that kids can be artistic with when it involves food, they are so excited about. So we've had a lot of fun with the decorating on the sweet side of things, for sure. But it's also the same with, you know, tacos in the first cookbook and things that they can put on top of the tacos, or muffins and things that they can add to the muffins to give it their own flavor. Pizza. Oh, man. Kids love pizza. We have a sheet pan pizza recipe in the first book, so kids can really make pizza from scratch. And then how are they going to top it? How are they going to decorate it? What do they want to put on top? And that's something that kids really get excited by. And then, of course, it's a delicious dinner for the whole family at the end.
What do you think the impact has been of all the chef competition and cooking shows on television? They're like, you know, what do you think the impact has been on children? They're watching those, aren't they?
Yeah, kids are definitely watching these chef competition shows, so much so that there are even spinoffs with kids cooking competition shows right now. And I think that what that has done to society as a whole is really romanticized cooking and made cooking more accessible, or cooking on a higher level more accessible to everyone to really see what happens behind the scenes. And so I think a lot more kids are dreaming of becoming chefs when they grow up. And what I've seen in these kids cooking competition shows is so many kids are so talented. Kids can really cook, and giving them the tools to learn how to do that and to be creative and to expand their repertoire is what they're really looking for in many cases. And so starting with the basics, like in our cookbooks, allows them to, you know, pretend they're on the show themselves and really get creative with what they're cooking.
That's an interesting way to think about it. Think about cooking in the kitchen for others and people watching you. There's so much information in here, and I think that there's probably some parents out there that are saying, yeah, but I don't even like to cook. I don't know how to cook. How can I help my kids? And this is definitely something you can do with your kids. Like I said, you could even use them yourself.
Yeah, exactly. For adults who don't cook that often or don't know how to cook but are kind of interested in starting, this is the perfect place to start because, like I've said, these recipes are simple. They don't take a ton of time. They don't use a ton of equipment or ingredients. It's a really nice place to start cooking. And if you have kids, it's a wonderful thing to do together because not only is it an activity that's away from a screen that feels good, but you end up with something delicious every time at the end. So everyone likes that for sure.
You're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. We have 14 minutes to go in the hour and 14 pledges to go. Show your support for 89.7 NPR News at whatever level suits your pocketbook. This is our fall membership drive on 89.7 NPR News, and listeners are the most important part of our budget. If you listen to All Sides every day, then this is the perfect time to become a member. Giving right now will show that having a local talk show dedicated to issues in Central Ohio is important to you. And when you give this hour, you can get some great thank you gifts in return. Make a gift of $30 a month as a sustainer and get a one-year subscription to the America's Test Kitchen Young Chefs Club. Give now at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. With this subscription, your child will receive a monthly themed box filled with kid-tested recipes, hands-on activities and experiments, and other creative items. You'll also get the Young Chef's website, unlocking a library of family-friendly recipes, activities, videos, and other educational materials forever. With this subscription service, you're going to get something different each month. This subscription is for the curious experimenters in your life. Some activities can be completed in 15 minutes. Others might require short intervals of time over the course of 2 days. Box themes change every month and will be a surprise for kids. Themes range from specific ingredients such as cheese or bread to cooking techniques such as cake decorating. There are scientific subjects such as food texture or molecular gastronomy and cuisines or types of food such as tacos. The themes will not repeat. You'll have a new box filled with new recipes, activities, and experiments every month. Make a gift of $30 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $360 and join this wonderful club. Give at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. If you have a kid in your family who has spent some of this quarantine time in the kitchen with you, this is the perfect thank you gift for your family. You can stay at home and have a lot of fun together, learning and experimenting in the kitchen. Again, this is a one-year subscription, and your gift right now supports public radio and supports 89.7 NPR News during our fall membership drive. Give now at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. Thanks to Stephanie Appleton from Dublin. That means we have 13 pledges to go. And again, go with what you can manage in any amount. It doesn't matter. We are really looking to find people who have put off becoming members of 89.7 NPR News in the past and realize now, particularly during this kind of crazy year, let's face it, that 89.7 NPR News has been there for you every day. We've had your back. We've been covering all the issues that matter to you. And now we're asking you to have our back and show your support for 89.7 NPR News. We need you to help us help you. 866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. Remember, public radio is community radio. That's why 89.7 NPR News brings you a show like this one. All Sides works hard to bring you shows every day that capture the news, politics, and cultural interests of our unique region. This powerful service helps you understand Central Ohio just a bit more with stories that impact your life, your work, and your family, but it's powered by you. Please join in with your radio station and your local talk show. Make your 89.7 NPR News donation now, WOSU.org or 866-897-9678. I told Molly Birnbaum before we went on the air that I love to cook and that I love cooking shows. One of our most popular shows of the year, Molly, is our holiday cookie show that people look forward to all year long. It's a blast. And then we also do one for holiday cooking and We've had Sam Sifton on from the New York Times. We always have a blast talking about cooking with our listeners, and this is no different. These books are top notch. How did you decide to go with something is like this? The hard covers, the durability, the beautiful photographs, and full color content.
We wanted to create a book that would last in the kitchen first and foremost, because I know that with adult books, you know, they get messy, and with kids, they really get messy in the kitchen. But we also wanted to create a beautiful book that kids would really want to look at and see pictures of the food they were going to cook that looked delicious and, you know, not only delicious, but also achievable. So that was one of the biggest things that we wanted to include in that book. We wanted to show lots of pictures of other kids cooking. So we brought a lot of kids into our test kitchen in Boston and took pictures of them making each of these recipes themselves, so kids could both see other kids like them, but also see exactly how to do these recipes. There are no mysteries there. We have a ton of what we call step photos, where you can actually see how to mince an onion or how to chop garlic or how to cut herbs, really walking the kids step by step through every single recipe.
What is a good age to introduce a child to cooking, do you think? I guess it really depends on the kid. You know, some kids are very precocious at 3 or 4.
Yeah, I think it depends on the kid. I think it depends on the parent, the interest level. A lot of kids that we work with start at age 7 or 8, and that's when they can really start to do things on their own in the kitchen and learn how to use a knife and start chopping things and can take a little bit of control there. But I have a 3.5-year-old daughter, for example, and she cooks with me all the time. She's not always the most helpful, but she loves to do it. And so I've loved engaging her in the kitchen at such a young age, just so she's familiar with cooking and with ingredients. And it's really good sensory play for her. And she likes to put her fingers in the flour and touch everything that we're using. And I think that can be super fun for younger kids.
So you, when you're maybe rolling a crust, you have a little, give her some of the dough and she plays with her own?
Yeah, she plays with her own, or we both hold the rolling pin together, and she helps me. She's really good at decorating things, for better or for worse, and stirring and mixing and scrunching, you know, anything that you can really get your hands into. I think the little kids love, but that also moves up through ages. Everyone loves to get their hands dirty in the kitchen.
I remember... you know, before they had the sticks of Crisco that you could just slice off what you need, you know, you used to have to take it out of the Crisco can. And my dad taught me about how to displace water in a large measuring cup and measure, you know, the amount of Crisco that I was using. And it was a lesson that I've had with me to this day. And it didn't feel like a lesson at the time because it was the purpose had nothing to do with learning something. It had to do with making something good to eat.
Exactly. I think that using the kitchen as a tool for learning is such a great way of engaging your kids, even just, you know, making chocolate chip cookies. So one of the most delicious things that exists. Most kids absolutely love it. You can use it as a math lesson. How do you divide this dough into 12 even pieces? You cut it in half first, and then each half into half, and so on and so forth. You can really learn about numbers, about fractions, about ratios, depending on the age of the kid. So there's always an opportunity for some type of learning when it comes to the kitchen, even just using a scale. We have weights with a lot of our recipes so that you can measure more accurately than just with a measuring cup, and you can do that on a scale. So teaching kids how to measure, I think, is one really wonderful first step.
You're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. We are locally run and locally programmed. 89.7 NPR News exists to make sure that everyone in Central Ohio and beyond has access to vital news and information with locally focused programs like All Sides with Ann Fisher. 89.7 NPR News addresses issues that impact our community at local, regional, and national levels. It's valuable radio, but it relies on your donations to keep it on the air. Please give now at WOSU.org or by phone at 866-897-9678. Right now I'm talking with the editor-in-chief of America's Test Kitchen Kids, Molly Birnbaum, about two beautiful cookbooks that are options for you as thank you gifts. The Complete Baking Book for Young Chefs, 100 sweet and savory recipes that you'll love to bake, share, and eat. And the Complete Cookbook for Young Chefs, 100 plus recipes that you'll love to cook and eat. Thanks to Todd, Melissa, and Tosh Camp from Newark. Okay. Thanks to you for your support of 89.7 NPR News. That means we have 12 to go and just about 5 minutes to go. I really appreciate you thinking about what you can manage this time around and showing your support for 89.7 NPR News at whatever level you're comfortable with. If you can manage one of the cookbooks, we'd love to share them as a thank you gift, or the subscription service, a year-long subscription service. You could get both books for $20 a month as a sustainer, and that's a book you could give to different grandkids, different nieces or nephews. Thanks to Mary and Albert Myers from Columbus for your support. Well, that means we have 11 to go. 866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. You listen to 89.7 NPR News because you treasure a vibrant and open-minded community where people are engaged, where people work together to make Central Ohio a great place to live. That's why this station is dedicated to a two-hour daily local talk show like All Sides. We are here for Columbus, Powell, Grove City, Pickerington, and way beyond. Stand behind the service you care about and rely on, because there is a difference between a station that just gets by and one that's the centerpiece of a vibrant civic community like ours. And that difference is not me. It's you and your donation. Visit WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. Remember, this is listener-supported WOSU-FM and HD1 Columbus. We're also online at WOSU.org. We're a service of WOSU Public Media, 89.7 NPR News, global, local. I want to thank Molly Birnbaum, editor-in-chief of America's Test Kitchen Kids, for joining us today. Molly, thanks so much. Have fun with Olive in the kitchen.
Thank you so much. It was great to be here.
Again, this is a locally run and locally programmed 89.7 NPR News. We are public radio. It's public radio is community radio. That's why 89.7 NPR News brings you a show like this. All Sides works hard to bring you shows every day that capture news, politics, and cultural interests of our unique region. It's a powerful service that helps you understand Central Ohio just a bit more, with stories that impact your life, your work, your family, but it is powered by you. Give us a call right now, 866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org. Please join in with your radio station and your local talk show. Make your 89.7 NPR News donation right now, 866-897-9678. Once again, we have two books, a gift of $12.50 a month as a sustainer. We'll send you America's Test Kitchen's The Complete Cookbook for Young Chefs, or America Test Kitchen Young Chef, or America's Test Kitchen, the Complete Cookbook, Baking Book for Young Chefs. Sorry. Or you can get both the America's Test Kitchen Young Chefs book bundle for $20 a month as a sustainer, or a one-time gift of $240. Go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. Give it whatever amount fits into your budget. 866-897-9678. The point is, and the important thing is, to just show your support. 866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. This is All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. I'm Ann Fisher, and I'm asking for your support right now during these times when we're all staying home. Think about how much joy your family will receive from the Fund subscription service. 866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. Show your support for a station that you rely on every day. It's an important ingredient in your everyday life. So show your support for it now at whatever level suits your budget. 866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org, and thank you.